And it's always wonderful to be able to celebrate God in song and in praise and in music and in the study of His Word and to grow and to strengthen ourselves in Him through all of this. And today I want to take this part of the time that we use to grow in His Word and ask you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Oh, it's already on the board. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I am going to ask that you stand with me this morning in honor of God's Word. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 3, beginning in verse 10. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this day again, for your blessing in this day. Lord, for this time that we have to fellowship together and with you. And we ask you, Father, for your strengthening today, for our hearts to be filled with your Spirit and with understanding of who we need to be, who you have called us to be, to honor you as you have honored us through your Son. And we ask it to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Paul was writing to the Corinthians. You know, I first looked at this section of writing last week as part of our lesson that we had talking about building and the baptism of water and of fire. But today I want to take another look at this passage and talk to you about our foundation, our cornerstone. And we all understand that Jesus is our cornerstone. He is the foundation. He's the cornerstone. Without Jesus, we might as well just build whatever we want, because it wouldn't matter to us. We could just be who we want to be and live like we want to live. Oh, wait, people do that anyway. What I'm really trying to get to you is this, that there is a cornerstone that makes a difference. And though the world might not recognize it, might not celebrate that cornerstone, we who are believers in Jesus Christ, we need to be out there in the world and we need to celebrate that cornerstone of our life, which is Jesus Christ. We need the world to know that we are faithful believers and that we are building from that cornerstone in our life, a life of faith and a life of trust, a life of service, to be what God calls us to be, to love and to care. In a world where it is easy to find people that care about themselves, but not so much about their neighbor. And God's asking us to be different than that. He's asking us to care and to love as He has cared and love. And so Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and in this passage he's writing because of so many things that are going on, and there's a little bit of dispute going on among the congregation about who their favorite preacher is. How many of you have ever seen that in churches? And Paul, you know, and by the way, I would like to say this. I do plan to be in this passage again next week to speak more directly to us as teachers, even those who are of the priesthood of faith, and what you teach in your life about Christ. We'll look more at that next week, but this week I want to talk to you about what that cornerstone means, that foundation that is Jesus Christ. Because Paul has there's so much to say. Let me ask you this, before I get into it too deeply. How many of you find it easier to walk upstairs or to walk downstairs? Well, everybody would say it's easier to walk downstairs, most likely, I think, because, you know, once we get upstairs, it takes a lot of energy to get upstairs, right? We get there, we're out of breath, our legs are hurting, our calves are hurting, our arms are hurting from pulling. You know, everything's hurting. And then we look, then we get to the top and we just take a breath and stop and rest, and then we have to go back down. But what do you do when you're walking down if you get out of balance? How many muscles do you use to keep yourself from falling? Going upstairs or going downstairs, you really need to take care in both of those situations, don't you? Some situations, it's harder to go down than it is to go up. But the whole point is this. Whether we are going up or whether we are going down, we need to take care and approach that activity, that situation, with mental awareness. In the same way, we need to approach God's words and what He teaches us about how we live and the foundation of our life with a mental and spiritual awareness, so that we don't fall going up the stairs or coming down the stairs. And it's important to understand that Paul is talking about building on the foundation. And he says to the Corinthians, according to the grace of God. So no one can talk about Jesus in all honesty and with respect that is due to God and Jesus Christ without having God's grace upon them. You really need to know who He is. You can tell the world, I believe in Jesus. Well, you do well. The demons believe and tremble. But what's the rest of the testimony telling the world? So we need to take care. Once we begin walking with Christ, we need to take care how we are building that foundation for the world to see. I know Bobby was talking about a gentleman that could build cabinets and make them, they could build them so well when they installed it, no adjustments needed. How many of us have seen construction that we wondered how it ever passed the test, right? Well, how is our life going to pass the test? How are we building on the foundation that is Christ? We need to take care. We need to make sure that we are mindful of what we are building and how we are building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. Now, as I was starting with, there was some dispute in the church, some arguments about who the best preacher was, Apollos or Paul. But it doesn't matter. And Paul's going to talk about that. Apollos or Paul. David Jeremiah. Billy Graham. Does it matter if they are building on the foundation that is Christ? Because he says to us, it's not these that are the most important. It is God who gives the increase. He is the one. One will plant, one will water, but God is the one who gives the increase. So we want to make sure that we're always focused on God's part. Without God, there is no part. Without God, there is no increase. Without God, there's no reason to plant or to water. And so we, as we are living our lives, we have to remember God is the one that we are doing this for. God is the one that's going to bring the increase. And God is the one who's going to get the glory. It's always to bring glory to God. And there's a cornerstone that is laid, and we are building on that. And in Isaiah 28 it says this, "Therefore saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and whoever believes will not act hastily." Once you have this cornerstone set in your life, you're going to be careful with how you build. That's what he's saying, even in Isaiah. The cornerstone is there. And once we recognize and we begin to build from that cornerstone, we don't want to act hastily. We want to take what God has given and build the way God has taught us to build. How has God taught us to build? First, we start with a cornerstone, and we have to recognize the cornerstone. How many of you recognize that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of your life today?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of life, period. But when we make him the cornerstone, where we actually celebrate this, you know, a lot of times they used to build grand buildings with cornerstones, and there would be a celebration. They would decorate the cornerstones, and sometimes they would, you know, have all kind of decoration around it. They might even make it a time capsule so somebody could open it up in 100 years and say, oh, this is what was going on 100 years ago. Man, them people were Neanderthals. How many ever thought your parents were Neanderthals? How many of you still think your parents are Neanderthals? You know, but cornerstones used to be a celebration when buildings were built. Now they might add a decorative stone in the structure with a date on when it was built, and they may still use it as a time capsule so they can look back in time. But we can look in God's Word and find all that was given to be recognized, all that was given to be celebrated. This is what we open up to see, how God expected people to live then and even now. God doesn't change. Why do we have to think that God is going to mature with us as we grow? God doesn't grow and mature with us. I think sometimes, you know, it's like growing up in life. I'm not going to use any of you as an example. I can't. I can only talk about myself. But when I was a kid, I acted like a kid. Now that I'm adult, I still act like a kid. And God has to remind me. I'm like, but God, hadn't we gotten past that? He's like, no, you hadn't grown up yet, Joel. And why is it that people think that God is maturing over time? As civilizations mature, God matures with them and becomes more acceptable. God has given us His words of truth, of life, how to honor Him because He has honored us through His Son. And why do we keep shredding that and trying to make God different? Why don't we just look at God and say, God, I see who You are. I hear what You're saying. I'm not ready. If you're not ready, don't pretend like you're making God out to be something else to make your life feel better, because it's not going to help in the end. When we are building on the foundation is Jesus Christ, we must be respectful. We must keep the line straight. We must keep everything plumbed perfectly well. Because God has told us there is a measure in our life. And it is Jesus Christ. It's not the philosophies of the world. It's not all of the other religions in the world. It is Jesus Christ. And it is recognizing that cornerstone as our focus in life, our building point in life, before we can really take a step and be what God wants us to be. Jesus had that moment with His disciples. He was talking with them, and He asked them a question. He said, who do the people say that I am? You remember this, right? Peter said, well, You are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said, oh, you're blessed, Peter, because you haven't learned this in the world, but My Father who is in heaven has opened this to you, has revealed this to you. And you are blessed because of that. And then He went on to say this. And He says, also I say to you, Peter, on this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, Peter's not the rock. It is the truth of who Jesus Christ is. It is Jesus that is the cornerstone, and Jesus that is the foundation. And it is a created being announcing that Jesus is the Christ. This is the foundation where we begin. It begins in understanding and in faith. This is where we begin to live and to show the world who we are. Who do the people say that I am? You're Jesus Christ. You're the Son of God. You are my hope. You are my life. You are my salvation. This is where we began to build. This is a foundational point, a pivotal point in the life of the disciples in understanding who it is they're actually walking with and who it is that they will be teaching the world about. Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church. The church wasn't built yet, but it was going to be built on that foundational truth. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. It wasn't built on Peter. It's not built on any man. It's built on Jesus Christ and the truth of who He is. And all of us have the testimony to share and to give to the world about who Jesus is. And if you want to say that there are three aspects to building in our life, then this first one is faith. This is our foundational acceptance of God's love through His Son, Jesus Christ. Our foundational acceptance. Because first we have to say, oh, I understand there's a God, and I believe, I accept. And guess what? This is not something you do on your own. This is a gift from God. Least anyone should boast. It goes something like this. You remember Moses, he saw the burning bush, and he said, I must go see this thing. And he walked up to the burning bush, and the bush spoke to him and said, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. Well, we're not looking at a burning bush in our life, but we are looking at the glory of God that shines through the cross of Jesus Christ. And we come to the cross, and I don't say to you to take your shoes off. I say to you, fall on your knees at the glory of Christ for who He is and for what He has done. And in faith, look to Him and say, I understand and believe, because God has called you through the light of that glory and has given you the aptitude to understand and to accept what He's offering. And in faith, you believe because you have accepted the truth of Jesus Christ. This is our foundational acceptance of God's love through His Son. This is where we begin. It's not a burning bush, but the glory of Christ from the cross and what He has done. This is where we begin to build on that foundation. This is where the cornerstone helps us to begin building our life as believers and followers in Christ. The next foundational point in our life is that moment of salvation. And this is our foundational acknowledgement that there is forgiveness of sins and eternal life through Jesus Christ. How many of you know that Jesus is the only way that we can find forgiveness? How many of you know that Jesus Christ is the only way that we can have eternal life without suffering? Because all are going to live for eternity, but there is a difference on what that eternity of life will be. And in Christ, there will be peace with God, and there will not be suffering. And it's foundational, our salvation in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Himself said, no one comes to the Father but by Me. There is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved other than Jesus Christ. So we can't expect that there's just going to be an open door for us to get into heaven. There must be something in our life that makes us acceptable so that we can enter into the presence of Christ. We've got to have that cornerstone. That cornerstone that is Jesus Christ. We must have accepted God's love through His Son. We must have acknowledged Jesus and found forgiveness of sins. We must have been strong before the world in our faith and in our spirit and said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Everyone who believes. Which leads us to the third foundational point that I want to bring to your attention. And that's truth. We have foundational moments through faith and through salvation, but then a foundational moment in truth where we begin to understand that there is a right and wrong in life. It's not just gray areas out there. It's not just that we can live like we want to and everything's acceptable. There is right and there is wrong. Truth tells you that. If you reject truth, then you're rejecting what can make you better. If you reject God, you're rejecting the only thing that can make you acceptable in the eyes of God. You have to find faith. You have to find salvation. You have to find truth and make that part of this foundation built on the cornerstone that is Christ. Do you know how to best understand that foundational truth of what God teaches us on how to live? You know what best describes that? Jesus said, or Jesus was challenged, you remember this, he said, what is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus said, what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you want to begin your foundation with Christ and to walk in the world, whether you understand what's happening in the world or not, let me tell you, when you get out in the world, you ain't going to understand it. You're going to go home and you're going to tell your wife or you're going to tell your husband. You're going to tell your best friend. I can't understand them. Them folks just don't make any sense to me. I just can't get it. I don't see it. Why do they keep doing what they keep doing? Because they don't have the foundations that will lead them away from those ways that are wrong in the eyes of God. But how are they going to learn those ways are wrong if we, with our testimony, building on the foundation, which is Jesus Christ, if we aren't walking with faith and we aren't walking with the testimony of our salvation, if we aren't walking in the truth of our salvation and living the love that God has taught us to live with, they won't ever know. It's up to us. I am an ambassador for Christ. How many of you are ambassadors for Christ? All of us that have a testimony of salvation in Jesus Christ are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. You know what an ambassador is? It's not just a political position you hold. If you're an ambassador, that means you represent your governing authority to the place that you are in. And as an ambassador, I am a stranger in this world. I am passing through and I am giving testimony to the kingdom of God. That's what an ambassador does. Promotes his kingdom. He promotes the thing that governs his life. Her life. And as an ambassador for Christ, if I'm not sharing Christ, I'm not doing a very good job as an ambassador. Have I built on the foundation in the way that God has called me to build? Am I building on faith? Am I building on salvation? Am I building on truth? Have I just said that I accept all of these things? God, I accept forgiveness. I believe in your Son. Thank you for forgiving me of sins. And if anybody asks me, I'll tell them. Are we out there really sharing that God loves them? That God would like for them to find peace with Him through His Son? Can we guide them to that glorious light that shines through Christ with amazement? Can we help them to feel the awe of knowing who Jesus is and the salvation that comes through Him? Can we celebrate with them when their eyes are opened and their hearts have received? As an ambassador, that's what we ought to be out there trying to do. It's hard, though. How many of you find being an ambassador hard? How many of you find being a Christian hard? It is. But we can't just put on a word on the sign out and say, y'all come in here. Jesus said to go and tell. So we can't just depend on the world to figure it out on their own. Because God has given us a mission. And this is what we must do. Paul said, I am building on the foundation as a master builder. The foundation that is laid and for one that no one can change. There's no other foundation by which we can build on. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the person you are talking to just spoke to Billy Graham or not. You give them testimony too. Watching it on TV or sharing it face to face, which is most impactful for you? Both are impactful, aren't they? But boy, face to face, that's someone that can reach out and say, well, prove it. And you can say, well, hold on a second. I'll help you as best I can. And you just get down to the nitty gritty. You start by telling them this. Well, I was perfect when God brought me to salvation. And can't you see how much more perfect I am now? That's not where we start, is it? We start right there with them where they are. Because how many of us have had to be rescued from the pit? How many of us still call out for help from the pit every now and again? In our life, even after faith. And God is faithful to have a helping hand there. See, the difference between the testimony in TV and face-to-face, testimony is real, but face-to-face, it's live. And it's personal. And it's able to help right now. And if we are building on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, then we are building through faith because of our salvation and how real it is. And we are understanding God's truth. And we are growing as faithful believers. Even as Christians, we still find out there are things in our life we need to get rid of, don't we? We continue to build. We continue to work. We continue to strive. And we do that one with each other. But we don't ignore those that are still searching. Because when we start building on the foundation, we keep building until God says it's time to stop. We keep building until God says it's time to stop. Now I know we think about building and, man, that's a lot of cleaning. That's a lot of work. Don't worry about those things. God takes care of it. And God always will take care of it. It is His church that we are helping to grow. And we do it through faith because we know the precious gift of salvation. And we know the truth of it. And that those without it are lost, whether they see it or not. Whether they can see it or not. And don't let them think it's okay to build on any other foundation. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation. There is no other hope. There is no other way. It is Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone. Don't be afraid to share Jesus. Don't be ashamed to share Jesus. Rejoice. 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 And let the world know Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Celebrate God, and God will celebrate with you. Amen. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior today, why not? Have you found that peace? Have you started building on this foundation using the cornerstone of Jesus Christ as a starting point for this new life that you're building? I encourage you today, while there is time, will you come and find that peace that He so freely gives while there is time? I invite you. I plead with you. God is ready. He's ready for you. Father, thank You again for this day and for Your blessings in it. Thank You for loving us so much that You gave Your Son to appease Your wrath for sin. Father, thank You for finding me acceptable in Him. Thank You that we have this truth and this testimony to share. Thank You that other lives are finding that same peace and that same hope through the testimonies that You give us. And I pray, Father, strengthen us to face this world in strength and in truth and in faith to honor You again as You have honored us. Father, if there's one here today who does not know You, I pray that You will call to them and they will hear and find the peace that You give so freely. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Will you come while the altar is open?